In Georgia, the saga over the purging of voter rolls continues. A federal judge ruled Friday that the state does not have to reinstate 98,000 voters removed from the rolls earlier this month, part of a larger purge of 300,000 people. A voting rights group has been challenging the purge in the courts. Emil Moffitt is a reporter at WABE in Atlanta. Welcome back, Emil.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
So, Emil, first remind us why Georgia conducted the voter roll purge in the first place.
Georgia maintains that this is their obligation under federal law to keep an accurate and up-to-date voting roll. Some of the voters, in fact, the majority of the voters who were removed from the voter rolls were because they had moved or they had passed away, something like that. But there were also a percentage, that percentage you mentioned, about 98,000, who had been taken off because they had not participated in the last two federal elections or they had not had contact with the Secretary of State's office or with elections officials in several years. And so that was really what the crux of the argument was, whether those people should be taken off the rolls just for inactivity.
Now, I mentioned that this purge was challenged in court by a voting rights group. That group is the Fair Fight Action, which is founded by former Georgia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. What was the reason that the judge says he rejected the group's argument?
The group's argument was that this use-it-or-lose-it policy violated the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. And so he was being asked to see whether it put a severe burden on these voters to have to re-register or to have some sort of contact with elections officials. And the judge, Steve Jones, said that no, it did not impose a severe burden on these voters.
I'm guessing there are lots of efforts also underway for those voters who may not have any idea that they actually have been purged from the voter rolls. What do you know about that? How will they actually even know?
They won't know unless they go online to check their status or if somebody like one of these groups, voting rights groups, makes contact with these voters and say, hey, you might want to check your voting status because you might not be on the rolls anymore. The thing is, in Georgia, you have to register within 30 days of the election to be eligible to vote because Georgia does not have same-day registration. And that's one of the arguments from Fair Fight and other voting rights groups is that these voters might not know they're on the rolls. And if they show up on election day and they're not on the rolls, then they are out of luck.
So everyone, of course, is looking to the 2020 presidential election. This cancellation represents 4% of the state's 7 million registered voters. How could this purge impact Georgia's upcoming presidential primary in March and really the election?
It could be big. They're expecting large numbers as far as voter turnout coming up in the 2020 elections, not only the presidential primary in March, but also the general election in November. But 4% is not an insignificant number. And I think that's why you saw such a heated legal battle going down to the last minute, trying to keep as many voters on the rolls as possible. And I think what we saw last year in 2018, that Georgia is really shaping up to be a battleground state. And so I think that's why there's the attention on making sure that every single voter is given every opportunity to vote.
Emil Moffitt is a reporter at WABE in Atlanta. Emil, thank you so much for this update and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.